Yesterday we started talking about Hilchot Tshuva LaRambam. We pointed out in the first halacha of Hilchot Tshuva, the Rambam says, "Kishiyaseh tshuva v'yashuv mechato chayav lehitvadot." When a person does tshuva, he must do vidui. Yesterday we talked about the fact that the Rambam doesn't say mitzvah lashuv, rather mitzvah lehitvadot, such that it's similarly when a person wants to get divorced, so then mitzvah to give a get. It doesn't mean that you have to give a get. Right? It means that if you're in that situation, then this is the way to do it. And certainly we pointed out that Minchat Chinuch writes that, yeah, there is no mitzvah to do tshuva in the Rambam. According to the Rambam, there is no mitzvah of tshuva. There's just a mitzvah of vidui. The challenge is that, how could that be? There could be a mitzvah to do vidui, but no mitzvah to do tshuva.
But the part of the tshuva,
it's vidui, part of it.
Part of the vidui is...
I understand that. So tshuva. Part of the get is to get divorced, but it's the same idea. If you want to get divorced, this is how you do it. This is halachot. If you want to do tshuva, this is halachot. There's no mitzvah litgarish. Same idea, but we say no. The problem is that the Rambam all over the place writes that it sounds like sivucha chami neviim ala tshuva. It sounds, yeah, how can you say there's no mitzvah to do tshuva? All over the place, it sounds like that. It's true. When the Rambam interprets the psukim in the Torah that talk about vishavta Hashem elokecha, vishavta, he says that's not a mitzvah lashuv, but rather that's a havtacha atida. That's a promise in the end of days. That's what will happen. It's not actually a commandment. It's a description. Okay, so, but why, in the end of the day, all that could be true. Why does the Rambam not say that? Why does the Rambam say, Kishe yashuv mechato, kishe yaseh tshuva, chayav lehitvadot? Why does he say, chayav, when you violate a nisur, you violate something, chayav lashuv? Why doesn't he just say chayav lashuv? You must do tshuva. Why does he say, when you do tshuva, you have to do vidui? Wouldn't it be simpler to say it the other way? It would be simpler.
What about averot that you have karet?
So okay, you still.
If you have karet, there is no vidui.
So we're only in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. He'll get the karet eventually. But it's okay. He gets the karet eventually also. Okay, correct. Because we're only in the first line. No, we do. So we'll get. Okay, again. This is only halacha aleph aleph. We'll get there. He discusses why that works. We have 40 days. So, but why does the Rambam not say mitzvah lashuv? So Rabbi Soloveitchik points out, he says, you know, you have mitzvot, often you have a mitzvah when you can differentiate the ma'aseh mitzvah from the kiyum mitzvah. Ma'aseh mitzvah is the action that you do, and the kiyum mitzvah is the fulfillment. Sometimes they're both the same, and sometimes they are separate. The action and the fulfillment, the kiyum. So for example, when you have to eat matzah, what's the action? You eat the matzah. And how do you fulfill the mitzvah? You eat the matzah. All goes together. Great. Shake a lulav. The maaseh is to shake the lulav. The kiyum is to shake a lulav. Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema, the mitzvah is to say Kriyat Shema. And what's the kiyum of mitzvah? Lekabel ol melchut shamayim. To accept upon oneself the yoke of shamayim. You could say it without Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim, right? So much so, let's say you're just reading the parasha, and you're not thinking about Ol Malchut Shamayim. You're a good religious person. You love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you're reading the parasha. You're not thinking, I'm not going to do... You didn't fulfill Kriyat Shema. You said the words. No kiyum ha-mitzvah. When it comes to Avelut, there's a mitzvah, right, that the Rabbanan will debate at one point, to do, you do a bunch of things. You sit on the ground, and you tear your shirt. That's mitzvah kriya, it's a little bit different. And you don't learn Torah, and you don't stand. Okay, all these things. You do all these actions. But what's the mitzvah? The Tosefta writes, Einan yinut ela, b'lev. Avelut is you're sad. You could do all of those things and not be sad. Right? The ma'aseh mitzvah can be separate from the kiyuma mitzvah. The biggest, the most prominent among these where you separate them is the mitzvah of tefillah. The Gemara, tefillah, the Gemara says, how do you know, what's tefillah minala, that it's a mitzvah mina Torah? Because it says, le'ovdo, b'chol levavchem, ezei avodah shebalev, hevei omer zot tefillah, le'ovdo, to worship Hashem with your heart. That's tefillah. It doesn't say X, Y, and Z. I could say the whole tefillah, and not le'ovdo b'my lev at all. There's no at all. The kiyuma mitzvah and the ma'aseh mitzvah can be completely, completely, completely distinct. And the Rambam writes a lot about tefillah, what that means. He says, tefillah is an acknowledgement. I'm standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is listening to me. The Borei Olam is listening to me. I'm recognizing my place in his world. That's what tefillah is about. But you want to know the mechanics. How do you do it? How do you do it? You have to say words. What words do you say? So the Rambam says, you have to start off with shevach, praise, and then bakasha, and then hoda'ah. There's a structure.
So you have to use your mind.
Well, you have to use your mouth. No, you have to use your mouth. If you don't use your mouth, correct, for the kiyuma mitzvah. But when the Rambam's talking about tefillah, if you look, we don't have it, in Hilchot Tefillah, the Rambam says, what's tefillah? To say Shemona Esrei. To say Shemona Esrei. To what you have to say, when you have to say, how do you say? Because what's he telling you how to do? This is a manual, what to do, how to do. So he tells you how to do. But if you look at the end of the Mar Nevuchim, also the Rambam, he describes tefillah as an intimate encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that encompasses a person's personality, a person's whole spirituality is encompassed in tefillah. That's the kiyuma mitzvah. But when he tells you the halachot, he's telling you how to do it. So Rav Soloveitchik said the same thing with tshuva. Tshuva is a form of avodah shebalev. Tshuva is maintaining and improving my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the kiyuma mitzvah. He'll describe that later, actually, in the 10th parak of Hilchot Tshuva. The Rambam starts discussing the mitzvah of Ahavat Hashem. Because he thinks that that's what tshuva creates. Tshuva creates a relationship. And that's the kiyuma mitzvah. But I can't command you to do that. I can't command you to have a wonderful relationship. What does that mean? So here he's telling you, when you do that, here's how you do X, Y, and Z. The Maaseh HaMitzvot. Like tefillah, you have to say shevach, bakasha, hodah. You have to do certain actions. You have to say the words of Kriyat Shema. The goal is Ol Melachut Shamayim. The goal is Avodah Shebalev. The goal is tshuva. The mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is not to read the words. The mitzvah is to have Ol Melachut Shamayim. You fulfill it by saying the words. The mitzvah of tefillah is to have Avodah Shebalev. You fulfill it by saying Shemona Esrei. The mitzvah is Lashuv Lefnei Hashem, to have this relationship with Hashem. How do you do it? There's an action. What do? You have to do something. What you do is vidui. Vidui is the mechanism through which we accomplish tshuva. But of course tshuva is a mitzvah. It's this all-encompassing mitzvah. It's something that's far broader than a particular do this, do this, do this. It's develop a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a mechanism. This is step one. Vidui is step one. You gotta go. There's a path. There's a program. How do you do it? And by doing that, the Rambam will write. He explains more. This is Aleph Aleph again. How that develops. But step one is an action. Step one is to do this action. That'll get you there. Talked about it a little bit earlier. Vidui is the first step, acknowledging and taking ownership of something, recognizing that what I did was wrong. That's the first step that allows me to build that relationship. And through that, I accomplish tshuva. But tshuva itself is the goal of that mitzvah. Okay. Okay. Adkan.